Roll with the Flow Radio.
DJ AC.
And Rex.
Roll with the Flow out here with
DJ AC
and Wooks.
Today we're with three special guests.
Alisa.
Cake.
And
Breezy.
Breezy. We got so many different people up in this place today, and the topic today is saying no. Because so many of us don't know how to say no. It could be the drugs. It could be the smell of people's butt cracks. We don't know what this is, but they might not be healthy habits to have. So, first one here, no! See what I did? She came back in the house. Sometimes you gotta say no.
The shack? Oh yeah, I have to go pee in the woods.
Do what you need to do. Or no, don't do it.
For the poison ivy.
All right, so Keiko, what do you think about saying no?
Do it if you don't want to do something, I guess.
Okay, so if you don't want to do something, just say no. Alisa, so what? I heard that you had some kind of philosophy about this.
Oh boy. Okay, so you people are not legally bound to do anything. Nobody's gonna hold a knife to your head and be like, "If you don't do this for me, I will cut your face off."
No. Well, what if they do?
Well, then say no, and they'll legally be required not to do it to you. No, but...
But what if the law isn't involved?
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
No! What should they do?
I say no to your no.
No!
Someone knows no.
Well, I know something you guys don't know.
Oh, no.
And I think that... I just want to say that. DJ AC, what you got to say?
I don't know. Say no if you don't feel like doing it or if you know it's not something that's good for you.
That's some deep stuff. What's some things that's not good for you, Breezy?
Sugar.
Sugar. But doesn't that sugar...
Yes, but no.
No. Do you? Oh, wait. Maybe honesty. Of course. So, would you eat that donut?
Yes.
But I thought you said it's not good for you.
Sometimes we say yes, even if it should be no.
Oh, she's back from the woods.
It seems like a you problem.
I think I slipped the poison ivy.
It seems like a you problem, like Alisa was saying. Can you say no, Breezy?
I don't think so.
So, we're going to have a little conversation. Keiko, what do you have to say about Breezy?
Breezy's cool.
No. About her not saying no. Because
about to get into that. Okay.
Oh, feisty.
Breezy's really cool, but has a hard time standing up for herself.
A hard time standing up for herself.
We have our attack dogs over here.
Whoa. Calm down about the dogs.
They're gigantic. This was about, 2 feet? 1 foot? Yep.
1 foot, 12 inches. Wow. that's a big dog. Yeah, so if she doesn't stand up for herself, should she sit for herself?
What?
I don't know. This seems like a serious issue. Alisa.
Hey.
How would we help Breezy through this process?
Okay. You just gotta if you don't want to do something... You just gotta be like, I really don't want to do this. This doesn't make me happy. And then you just say no.
What if you do want to do it and you know it's not good for you?
Then you have to say no to yourself.
And how do you say no to yourself?
You gotta like...
You just say no myself.
Yeah, no, no myself. But no, you just gotta pay attention to your own wants and be like, this is not healthy for me. I'm just gonna say no to it.
That is so good. That's like sugar, but good for you. So, DJ AC, can you say no?
I can say no.
Say no.
No.
Breezy, say no.
But what if you...
Oh, no. Okay. She has questions. We have answers. What is it?
What about the people's feelings that you're saying no to?
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Sometimes feelings don't really matter.
Really?
Because they are just matter. Actually, I don't think that made any sense. No. But let's continue. Okay. About the feelings.
That's what makes it difficult to say no.
I get it.
You hurt people's feelings, and then it's awkward to say no because then they're going to be awkward, and it's just going to be awkward. So if you just don't show up.
Oh no.
It makes it easier.
Okay. I think that we have a serious situation. So what specific situation did this happen? Breezy.
Well, I was asked to do something and I didn't want to do it, but I said yes. And then I didn't want to do it, so I stuck up for myself, so I just didn't show up.
Did you tell her no?
No, I did not. I told her yes.
So I think that's even worse because that's an integrity issue. Breezy, we're getting to the root of the problem. Okay, so do you care about feelings or integrity?
Okay. Well, I guess feelings don't matter.
Oh! Well, I think she went to the dark side. Wow.
Sometimes feelings do not matter.
They do not matter. Okay. DJ AC, since you are considered a heartless child, let me hear your input.
Honestly, I think that feelings don't matter. Like, I mean, they matter sometimes, but if they need to, like, if someone needs to get their feelings hurt to, like, fix your problem, then I say just wing it, just whatever, do it.
Sounds toxic to me.
Like, if you really don't want to do something and then you're telling them, yeah, whatever, blah, 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 you'll do it, or, I don't know, something, and then you just, like, don't agree fight. With them with something that you disagree with by hurting their feelings. I don't think that you should do that. I think you should be honest with your opinion or with what you want to do and then just tell them regardless if it's going to hurt their feelings or not.
Breezy, what do you have to say?
I feel like when you say no sometimes, you feel like you're being selfish.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, so for feelings and whatnot, they're important, but like people's feelings hurt more when you tell them yes and then you don't do
it. Exactly.
So it's easier to hear no and then the other person's like okay and slightly disappointed, right. But like I understand. Also, you need to take care of your own feelings before other people's feelings. Because if you don't, then you're not going to be able to take care of anyone else's feelings.
Right. There's a term called leading somebody on. Like, okay, most people would rather be called ugly than saying, yeah, I think you're cute too, just to make them not feel bad and get ghosted. That is wrong. Okay. I don't know who you're talking about. Let's continue. Alisa.
Okay, so back to the whole, like, if you don't do this, you feel selfish thing. Because I think a lot of people struggle with that. And, like, the thing you kind of got to learn, bless you, the thing you kind of got to learn is that, like, you don't owe anybody anything. Like, when it comes down to, even though it feels like, man, if I don't do this, I'm an awful person. You're not an awful person.
Well, what if someone bought you food and you said, you owe me an apology for doing something wrong? Do you owe them?
No.
A yes?
No.
But they said you owe them. And you ate food with them.
It does not matter.
And that was the deal.
It does not matter.
But you made a deal.
Well, if you made a deal, then you have to be like, hey.
You have to say yes.
Okay, wait.
That's integrity.
Again? What's the situation again?
So... Okay, I get you food.
Okay.
And you just have to say yes.
Say yes to what?
You have to go brush my dog's teeth, okay? You have to brush my dog's teeth. And that's the deal. And you can't say no.
okay, here's the thing. So if it was like agreed on before you bought me food, like I'm gonna buy you this burger if you agree to brush my dog's teeth, and I say yes, then like yes, I have to brush your dog's teeth.
Exactly.
But if you bought me the burger and then when I'm done eating, you know, I'm just like resting, you're like, oh yeah, now I gotta brush my dog's teeth, I'm gonna say no to that.
Exactly.
It's not part of the deal.
Good. See, that's a healthy no. And what do we say, Breezy?
Oh, you must expose me.
I did not say the name. I didn't say the name. I said, ha, 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 ha. And what do we say, Breezy?
Pains me to say it.
Okay. I think we're going to do an exercise. We're going to go around the circle. No.
No.
Say it with your chest, Keika.
No!
Much better. Wooks.
For what?
Say no.
For what?
Just say no.
For what?
No. Say no.
Nuh-uh.
Say no.
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 Yeah!
That's much better. We have a stepping stone. Oh, this is so much better. And how do you feel?
I don't know. I felt like that was hard to say.
Really?
It comes with practice.
Okay, so say no 5 times. Just in a row.
No. 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 No.
Don't you feel so much better after the 5th time? Yeah, exactly. So I feel like Breezy. I don't know. I could be wrong. Everyone, you know, put your little extra sense in, you know, in the can. But just let me know, okay? I think Breezy should say no 10 times every day. Just be.
No!
What?
Ew!
Ew!
We're living in a shack. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. See, that's what happens when you can't say no to yourself. You do nasty things like that. Ooh, roaches. Who knows if there's a bug growing in that dog? Anyway, I think Breezy should say no 5 to 10 times every day. Just look at herself in the mirror and point no, 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 no. And say, you are excellent, girl. What do you think, Keika?
Yeah, that'll work.
And Wooks?
Sure.
Go for it.
I mean, I guess you could do that. If she makes one way, applies it to her life.
Ooh. But the question is, will Breezy apply it to her life?
I hope to.
Much better.
I've got a tip. Ooh. Okay, so with that thing, instead of saying no to yourself, you get a picture or something, or like write down the name of the person that you want to say no to, and just say no to that picture.
That's a good exercise. Wow, Keika
got
some.
No, you
and she
dummy.
Goes, yeah, that's really good.
So I have a question.
Go yes. Ahead.
What do you do with the no that you burned the bridge to and you didn't show up to and you said yes, but you really said no internally? You what do you do?
You have an excuse.
You, no. Well, I mean.
I was going to do that.
Honestly.
My dog was sick.
Look, there's no, you can't, okay. To save your image, you have to make up an excuse.
Yeah, you have to. You have
you can't
to.
Be honest.
I was just
sometimes
gonna say something came up and I was busy. I'm sorry, sometimes, but I still can't do it.
Sometimes in life, you gotta know when to lie. This is one of the situations.
Yeah, just be like, I
say, I wasn't feeling up.
You have to sound really smooth.
I wasn't feeling up to it. That won't work.
I have COVID. I'm gonna die. COVID.
I was exposed.
Oh, that's even better. So you didn't really have it, but you might have.
You might have been exposed somewhere. Who knows?
Who knows? Oh, that's a good one. Or you could say, or you could be like a little professional. I sincerely apologize for not showing up. My cousins were in town. They
are more important than you.
Well, no, one of them caught COVID, and I didn't want to go and contaminate. You know, mix the cousin thing up. Oh, cause low with the go got COVID. You know what I'm saying? But you don't gotta know which cousin.
There we go.
So
I mean, I don't like to lie because I mean, after
nobody
I
likes
that,
to lie.
Nobody.
I just feel so guilty.
But
and I
in this
like
situation,
I have a blob in my stomach, and it's just gross.
What That's are you gonna so do good. In this situation? You can't be like, hey, I didn't want to do it, so I ghosted you. You can't say that.
But that would be honest. Wouldn't honesty be best policy, even if it
hurts someone?
If it hurts someone, like Ooh. The no.
Okay, look.
Oh, she's getting us.
Well,
that's like, deep.
You could explain your situation and be like, hey, I really didn't want to do this in the first place. I didn't know how to go about it, but I felt too awkward to say no to you.
That's
you
could, even
but scary. I'm going through I'm going through therapy right now.
I'm going to therapy for this. I'm going therapy over you, lady.
It's your fault. Oh, my God.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, you gotta say, I was exposed, I'm sorry. Like, no, you can't save it. There's nothing you can do.
You might have, and your cousin, one of us did get COVID. Amora got COVID. He got
Who?
COVID.
Who?
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 Who's that?
He got COVID. Oh, no, no. Oh, Roman? Oh, he's my dog. He's one of my attack dogs. And Amora,
she's a fish. You're a fish
yeah, she's
COVID.
My fish. No, she's my turtle.
Your turtle got COVID.
Yeah, there's that in Ralentondo and Speedy. I have three turtles. I found them on our pet pond.
Yeah. We found them more on the swamp. We were very sad, so we brought it to the pond.
Yeah, they got COVID. I had to take them to the vet, but it was all I had to kind of cheat them and give them leaves for money. But
okay,
we
okay.
can't afford anything. Our whole backyard is woods. There's coyotes. Oh.
She's been here so long, she knows the differences.
There are wolves as well.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, so where were we? Honesty is the best policy.
But not in this
situation.
Tell
them
you have COVID. Yeah, tell me you have COVID. Yeah, that's a good excuse for everything. COVID. And it should be, oh, why were you back in the shop? Wait, what was it? The salon, whatever it is.
What?
You make it a salon, you'd be like,
Oh, no, it's
oh,
the
yeah.
house.
Yeah, the house. Yeah, when you get back into a house. Imagine we got back into a house.
I think we would go to condo first. That's a dream.
Dude, stop. We live in a shack. We're going to make it out, baby. We're going to make it out. Cake. What do you think about the shack situation?
Well, it's a great view of the pond.
With the turtles.
Yeah.
Can't forget Amora.
Can't forget her. Breezy, how do you think this podcast went?
Come here. It went pretty good.
Was it helpful?
Yes, it was therapeutic.
Ooh.
Very therapeutic.
I think...
Okay, Jordan.
Oh, no.
Oh, I mean, Jordan. Jordan.
Okay. Well, I think to end this podcast off the right way, I think we just need some good old no's from Breezy.
No. I don't want to say no.
No. Say that one more time.
No.
Again.
No.
One more time.
No.
One more time.
No.
I need to hear it with more breath.
All together. One, two, three.
No. Just say no. That was the podcast. Roll with the flow. Keiko.
Keiko.
Alisa.
DJC.
Breezy, no.
And we out.